Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, October 15th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, reasons to avoid 401k loans and six ways to keep a roommate from ruining your credit. Details on those stories as we continue.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
As Americans take on more debt, more of them are tapping into their retirement accounts in order to pay that off. New numbers from Charles Schwab show a quarter of individuals have at some point taken money from their 401k.
When you get into financial difficulties, this might be the place that you turn. But what's interesting is we see people doing this for many other reasons that aren't necessarily urgent. Things like down payment on a house.
Catherine Galladay, Vice President of Participant Services at Charles Schwab, says tapping into a retirement nest egg early is always a bad idea.
What I would counsel people to do is look at that as a last resort and only if it's part of a long-term plan to get yourself back on track.
Two ways to get cash from a 401k are early withdrawals and loans. If you take an early withdrawal, you will have to pay taxes on the money and a 10% penalty. With loans, you borrow against yourself and pay the interest back to your savings account, but it comes with risks as well.
If you leave your job, that loan becomes payable in full very quickly, as often as 30 days. And if you aren't able to pay that back, then you've got some real tax consequences, tax and penalties, actually.
Another concern is that most people stop investing in their 401k while they're paying back a loan against it. And either way, you're losing out on whatever interest you would be earning if that money was in the account. This could derail retirement savings. Lastly, money in a 401k is generally safe from creditors, but becomes fair gain once it's out of the plan. As we continue, how to prevent a roommate from ruining your credit.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
While roommates can be a great way to split expenses, Credit.com's Adam Levin reminds us why the wrong one can impact your financial well-being.
Here are a few simple tips to protect your finances and identity from roommates who might not have your best interests in mind. Keep enough in savings to cover the rent. If at all possible, try to set aside a little money each month in case your roommate moves out unexpectedly, leaving you with twice the rent to pay. You don't want to be evicted because they found their soulmate at Starbucks and left you high and dry. If a bill's in your name, make sure you're the one taking care of it. If you set up any or all of the utilities under your name, make 100% certain that it's paid in full every month. Keep the bills, show them to your roommate, and collect the money before you need to send it out. Don't leave it to anyone else to pay on your behalf, because you could find your power going out or end up with a nasty surprise next time you run a credit check. Make sure you get a look at any bill that they're paying. If they're the one taking care of the bills, ask to see what you're paying for to make absolutely sure you're paying your fair share. Keep a lockbox. While it may sound paranoid, it's a good idea to keep your most important papers, like your passport, Social Security card, and bank info, in a private place that's inaccessible to your roommates. Access to those documents is a gold mine for identity thieves. Create a guest account on your computer. If you keep any sensitive information on your computer, especially for online banking, keep it private. That doesn't mean you need to ban everyone from ever using your laptop. Just create a guest account. This way, your roommate can check his or her email or look up a movie time without having access to your financial information. If you can, take your name off the lease when you leave the apartment. Even if you haven't lived there in over a year, as long as your name's on the lease, you're on the hook for anything that happens in the apartment. Any charges, including damages or late rent, can and will also be charged to you and negatively impact your credit. I'm Adam Levin of Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.